18th Shuk Sochim continued.
So actually, we could not say Hallel, Bitei Hasidoni, because after all, we were not saved from the Shibuti time. That happened to our ancestors thousands of years ago. But the Aloche, the whole day over day, Chai was a minister, Satsmei, Kiruhu Yotam Mitzrayim. So that means that we have to look at each of it. And Pesach Night, the next of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in other words, so just as the Jews, at that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they are mechuyev to give Idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So now too, on account of the Aloche, of the whole day of the day, Chai Vodom Lires is Atzmei, Kilu Yotam Mitzrayim, they are also mechuyev to recapitulate the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to live through it, as if they themselves have been redeemed now this night of Pesach. So the Meile, they are mechuyev b'tir HaSidoye, not just b'tir HaShvach, that's b'tir HaShir. So when is there a broche and Hallel, if the Hallel is b'tir HaSkriya? But if the Hallel is b'tir HaShiro b'tir HaSidoye, not just b'tir HaShvach, so then there is no broche. Because Shiro is something that emanates naturally, spontaneously, from the heart. So it's not shayach to say a broche. This is what Rabbi Ben said. So Mimele, this is what Bishamai said. Bishamai said, up to here, the first chapter of Hallel, so we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, but the second chapter of Hallel, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, since the whole reason as to why we are mechuyev to say Hallel the day as we go is because of the whole day over there, Chayimotom Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kiryotam Mitzrayim, so we have to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in Mele, it has to correspond with the time, that night, now. So until Chatzos, there was no element of good. Because until Chatzos, they didn't even have the shoes from Paroi, from the Mitzrayim, to leave Mitzrayim. When did they get that license from Paroi and the Mitzrayim to leave Mitzrayim? That was a Chatzos. But the actual coming out, emergence of Mitzrayim was Nemon. But the mere license, that is also considered good. The moment Paroi told them, now leave Mitzrayim, that was already actual good. Now, we are mechuyev to say we are mitayim mitzvah of b'tir hashiro. So Bisham I say, if he will recite the b'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim after Chatzos together with Leilonu, so then thousands of years ago, it was already after the Gure, the Chippos Mitzrayim, it was already after the Chippos Mitzrayim, and now there is a chiyu of b'chol day over there. So we have to recapitulate the same experience of Yitzchayim. So we have to consider ourselves as if it had been that night. Now, in that night, after Chatzos, so there was already good. So maybe it can be a Kima Mitzvah or Mashein Kein, if you recite it over the second course. That is before Chatzos. So Mimele, it cannot be a mitzvah of Shire. Because in order to be a mitzvah of Shire, we have to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even in that night before Chatzos, there was no gules yet. And they were not mechuyev to give Idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Only Shvach. So now too we cannot give. So, and Bisil Achilik, why the Bisil Achilik? Because Bisilol agree that we should recite B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim only when we can be mitayim through the recitation of B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim a mitzvah of Hallel B'tir HaSidoye. But Bisil hold as long as we are mechuyev to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim Pesach night, so even before Chatzos. So we already can recapitulate We are ready, Mechuyev, to recapitulate the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though thousands of years ago the Gula had not as yet taken place. But there is a halacha of the Chodei Ladechai, what I'm going to say, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Chiyuv of Idoye begins at the beginning of the night, not after Chatzos. At the beginning of the night, the Chiyuv of Idoye begins. So in Meile, he can decide it, B'Teras Idoye. All right. Adhechanu Eimeya. B'Sham Eim Adnei Apoim Tzmei Chol, B'Sil Eim Eim Ad Chalom Shaman Emoi. V'Cheisim Bigul. So Cheisim Bigul means, so the Rashbam points out, it doesn't spell out. I mean, the Tanakame doesn't spell out whether the Chsime has the Broche, the Baruch Hato Adishem or not. He just says, Stam, the Chesim Yigol. Then there is a Machleikim, the Rav Tarfon Rav Hashem. Rav Tarfon Eime, Rashi Balonu, Yigol, Sam Yisem, in Mitzrayim, Vilo Yoyo Chesim, Rav Akive, Eime, Akin Adishem, Lekin, 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 Ad Bo Chata Hashem Gal Yisrael. So the conclusion has to contain the Bo Chata Hashem. That's the matter. Alright. Omar Rove. V'tzorich she'yema v'yisonu heitzim Hashem. V'yisonu heitzim Hashem. So the Rashbam says, Posuk zeh, v'yisonu heitzim Hashem. שצורך להריס את עצמי, כאילו יוצא משום, שהביסונו גול הקודש בו. We have to say this post, וביסונו הויצא משום. אומר רובה, מה זה צורך להגביע? ומורי הצורך להגביע? בו צורים צורך להגביע. So when he says, מה זה שונו איכוי, he has to pick up the mass. When he says, מה זה שונו איכוי, he has to pick up the mass. But, when he says, פסח, שיעריסינו איכלי, he doesn't have to pick up the bosom, the tapshe. He's not even allowed to pick up. ולא יהי, אלו שנינה כיכו קודשי בחוץ. קודשי בחוץ. צורך להגביע, כשאימא מצו, נערוכה שרשבם זה צור, שאימא פוסק זה ויסון איץ משום, שצורך להריס את עצמי. כי הוא יוצא משום, שהביסון הוא גולה כדשבום. צורך להגביע כשאם אמרת זו שונה איכוי, מו זה שונה איכוי, זה הרי סום מסוגו, הוא תחב מסוגי, הוא תחב את מצווה ביניהם, וכן בשביל מסגן, דיור דיור מה צורך להגביע, היי ממצ זו, ואגב, בוסו שומעים את הציור, אם צורך להגביע, כשאם אמרת פסח שאתה רוצה להגביע, זה יגביע בוסו, זה יגביע כלאות שהוא צריך לפסח, בוסו, אם צורך להגביע, הוא לא שינה כמעט משבהמתי, אם צורך להגביע, הוא לא תונים הפסח הזה, והוא יראי, it's an easy out to be magbia. Imo yo magbia, nira kishim nishe magbish, behemte mechayim lepesach. Now, so when does he have to be magbia the matze? When he says matze zu sholeik. How about akhir hashulchan? Now, before man ishtano, so we are reach at the shulchan. And then we put back the whole car to us. So akhir hashulchan consists in the car. Because everyone eats at one table. So that's Akiras HaShulchan. When we move away the car. So when do we move away the car? Before Manishtan. And then when do we move back the car? Before Avonim Eginu. Before Avonim Eginu. That's our minute. But this is our minute. But there is a machlekes between the two and between the two and the and the Ram. The two says in Siman Tofayim Gimel. So he mentions that before Manishtano he has to move away the car to the end of the table. It shouldn't stay near the Balabais. And then he says right after Manishtano, before Avodim Oyinu, so he has to be Marzer the car. U Marzer a car is Shebo Amatzi. Kidei she tehei lifon of kishayim ragot. Kidam rimon lechameini sheinu dvori. Vigam שטלפון אוף כשאירים המעצו זו. זה תור שיתן, זה שאו מיני. זו יעלה איבה איתו, בוד הרמב״ם מסחרת. הרמב״ם זה איזה פרק חס, ולכס חומץ ומעצו. בייס, מסחיו, ומבורר בר פרי אדום, פרקי הכי ירק מתרבס חריסס, וכל כזה יש, ובכלם שום דמי, כל אחד ואחד נכפוך מחזיס. והכך התחיל על שולחון, ולפני קיר האגון ולבד. And then, this is before my nishtan. And then he says, ומסחיו בינוס, אפתא מה נשתנו? So the two says, why אפתא מה נשתנו? He's marked on the car. But the Rambam doesn't say why Teftoman is Tano, he's Marzal Ikare. But he says Maschel Bidnus, in other words, he starts out in Mayinu. Vikere Achegeimia, that's in Alochidim. Vikere Achegeimia, Drash, Parshas, Rami, Midor, Vikulo. Then, Umarzi, Hashulchon, Lifono, Vim HaPesar Zeh, Shonei Yichon Hashem, Shepratak, Vibor. So he talks about Barabai, so he says Pesar Zeh. And then, Umagbi, Amor, Yol, 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 So when does he say that he's Marzal Shulchon? After Arami Yudovi, when he's ready to start, Kol Shloyom Ashlish Dvor Milo Pesach Yotzach Hevosei, then he's Marzal Shulchon. But while he recited Avon Yilu and Keneged Avon Yipoteiro, Arami Yudovi, so the Kare was not near the other Balabai, was not near the Kare. So there is a machlekes between the Tur and the Rambam. According to the Tur, the Hazoras HaKare, or the Hazoras HaShulchon, takes place immediately after Manishtano, before he starts. Avodim Oyinu, and according to the Rambam, so the Azores HaShulchon, the Azores HaKare, takes place after Avodim Oyinu, after the Pneged Avodim Bateiro, and after Arami Yavidovi, just before Ram Gamliel, before Gamliel. So, it is obvious that the Tur and the Rambam are the Shidusayim. Now I mentioned that there is a machlekes rishenim. Some rishenim mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah in the Minah Mitzvah. The Rambam, the Chinuch, mention it as a separate mitzvah in the Minah Mitzvah. But the Aluch HaDeles doesn't mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Minah Mitzvah. He didn't know there are so many psukim, the Garito Levin Chozo, Chasayim Azah Shiyotos Mitzrayim. But he doesn't, the Aluch HaDeles and Rav Sadi Goyen do not mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. Now the Jewish Rosh in Klal Chol, so he says that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though there are many psukim that discuss Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's only a mitzvah as a concomitant of matzah. Why? Where did the Rosh get that? Because Lechem Eini, so the Gemara says, that's on the globe, Lechem Shein no lov dvorim ha. So we saw that there is a tupshot in Lechem Shein no lov dvorim ha. Now, that kuf tesvov amud beis, the same Gemara appears, that kuf tesvov amud beis. So the Rashbam doesn't say anything on that kuf tesvov. The Rashbam explained it that from the book, but on that kuf tesvov, the Rashbam doesn't say anything. But the Rach, and that kuf tesvov on the base, says, Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini, Olo Dvorim Harbe, Pire Ishimi, Olo Vagode, Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. So the Rach limits it to Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. But the Rashbam, that from the Dvorim, he says, Lechem Sheini, Olo Dvorim Harbe, he says, Sheini, Olo Vagode, the whole Vagode, not after Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. So the Pshat is, because there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is that Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, and even if he doesn't eat matzah, let's say like the Russian Jews, who are not able to eat matzah, but they have an agode, and they are able to read the agode, they are mechuyev, according to the Rambam, midraise, to recite agode, because it's a separate mitzvah. According to the Rosh, so the mitzvah of Migalito Levincho and Zohar Zahim Azeh Shidosu Mitzrayim is only obligatory as a concomitant of matzah. So together with matzah, So that is implicit in the Xeras HaKosuv of Lechem Sheinu or Dvarim Harve. So the Rashbam explains it, I mean Rashi explains it, Lechem Sheinu or Dvarim Harve, so it means Dagod. So that's like the Shiv Zerosh, like the Bahar, Kashani Goyim. But the Rach agrees apparently with the Shiv Zerambam, that Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, even without Matzah. So maybe you cannot explain that Lechem Yini, Lechem Yini, Lechem Harve implies that you have to say the Agode. But you have to say the Agode not because of Matzah, because of a separate mitzvah. So he explains Lechem Yini, Lechem Harve, you have to say Matzah Zushan Eichwin. In other words, the Achilas Matzah has to be coupled with the discussion of the rationale of Achilas Matzah. Matzah Zu Shon Eichwin, Al Shemu Al Shum Shol Hitzri Tzikon Shal Vesin Lachim. So in Melech, the two agrees with the Shite of the Rosh, that Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah, but it's only obligatory as a concomitant of Achilas Matzah. So because of that, the Torah says that before he starts Avod Meinu, this is where he starts, fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the whole Tare has to be before the Keret. But not just before he says a matzah zushon eichwin. Before he fulfills the mitzvah of Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Tare has to be. I mean, what does the Tare have? The Tare has the matzah and the morer. So Memele, immediately after Manishtano, before he starts fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, he says, before he begins Avodim Oyinu, so the Tare has to be put near him. You hear him, Mashenkin, the Rambam, which he does say, that Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, has nothing to do with Matzah and Morer, even if one is unable to eat Matzah and Morer. So he's still mechuyev to be Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheinu, Dvarim Harve implies that he has to couple the Achilas Matzah together with the declaration of the time of Achilas Matzah. So he says, when does he have to be Matzah the Karet? Only before he says Matzah Zushon Eichon Ol Shemo, Bishman Abayis, before he says Pesach Zed Shon Eichon Ol Shemo. So it's Mishu Desai. All right. Omer Abach Abayak, Sume Poter Belei Maragot, Ksiv Hoche Babu Ze, Uksiv Hosho Bneinu Ze, Male Halom Prat Lissume, Avkan Prat Lissume. Avkan Prat Lissume. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in Dushin, in Gile, whether Isume is chayiv mitzvah asei or Isume is potter mitzvah asei. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Isume is potter mikol mitzvah amur v'kel. So Rishonim point out that it only means that it is a shlis zimra machia points it out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda that Isume is potter mikol mitzvah amur v'kel, it only means he is potter mitzvah asei. But not that he's a sumi is potter of mitzvahs, but of mitzvahs are saying a sumi is potter. And Rabbanon says that a sumi is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Now, so it's muchach that Rav Acha bar Yaakov does not pass from like Rav Yehuda, because if Rav Acha bar Yaakov would pass from like Rav Yehuda that a sumi is potter, we call mitzvahs amures batero. Why does he have to resort to a special Gzira Sakosu, a Gzira Shove, of Neinu Ze, Bavu Ze, that the Sumi is Potter of the Agode? He is Potter of all mitzvahs, of Vium, of Tzitzes, of Sukke, he is a Potter of Matze also, and of Agode also. We don't need a special person. So it's Mucha, that Rabbah Chava Yaakov, doesn't pass like a Yud. That he passes like the Rabbon, that he soon is chayiv mikol mitzvah amur v'kero. But Rav Yaakov says there is a special gzeiras hakosu in regard to Agod, to Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So soon he put them in Agod. Ksi voche bavoze. The Talmud of Bincho by Yahu leimer bavoze was al shem limitis mitzrayim. Uksi vosom kavim b'zeo meire pneinu ze mal halom prat lisume avkan prat lisume. So in other words, if the father or the mother is a Shomer, so then there is no halacha of Bezei Omer. Then you say, so that means that implies that the father and the mother are able to point it at their son. So here too, a Shomer is poter of the Agra. So, Eni v'Omar m'Reima Shaltinu l'Rabonon v'Rav Yisef Mam v'Omar akaritze v'Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef was a Shomer. So he inquired from the Rabonon m'Reima, he inquired from the Rabonon, who is the Kerei in the home of Rav Yisef. As I mentioned last time, so Gizman Chazal and Gizman Meshemi, so this practice of everyone reciting the Agoda for himself did not exist. So there was only one member in the household who recited the Agoda, and all other members of the household, all the guests, were Yitzeh to Shemeya Kei. That was the universal practice, Gizman Chazal. So Mechema inquired from Rabbonon at the home of Rav Yisef, who was the Shomer, who recites the Agoda. Man omar Rav Yisef, omru man. So shaltinu Rabbonon Rav Yisef, man omar akalete bi Rav Yisef, omru Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef, he was the Keres, and all the others were Yisef. Through Shemeya Kei, man omar akalete bi Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef was also a Shomer. So he inquired, who was the Kerei in Rav Sheishes, home? Omru Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes, but there is a halacha in Shemeya Kei that he has to be mechuyev though. And if someone is a potter of a certain mitzvah, he cannot be meitzi, someone who is mechuyev. Now the other guests at Rav Sheishes' home, were not Shomer. And they were yeitzeh to Shemeya Kei by listening to Rav Yisef and Rav Sheishes. So obviously, Rav Yisef and Rav Sheishes were also mechuyev. But Rabbi Yaakov says that Yisumim is poter. If Yisumim is poter, how could he be made see the others? He was not mechuyev with them. So Kosavre, Rabbonon, Matze, Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbonon. In other words, that the reason is why Rav Yisef and Rav Sheishes, who was Yisumim, where the Hagodin were Meitzi, everybody else, because they held that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbonon. In other words, they told me Bizman Habayis is Matzah Mirayis. But Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbonon. So, and since Matzah is only the Rabbonon, so Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is also only the Rabbonon. Same Allah, Bizman Hazeh. So, now, according to the Rosh, we understand it very simple. Why, according to Mandoma, that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbonon, so it's Mitzrayim is also the Rabbonon. Because according to the Rosh, so Matzah is not a mitzvah by itself, it's only a mitzvah as a concomitant. I mean, Sipritzes Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah by itself, it's not an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah as a concomitant of Matzah. And if Matzah is not in the right sense, so maybe Sipritzes Mitzrayim cannot be in the right either. But how about the Rambam Shite, that Sipritzes Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah? But even though Sipritzes Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, but we have it Roshe of Yochel Nebegei, so even according to the Rambam, that Matzah is an independent mitzvah, but there is a certain relationship. This man of Matzah is the same as this man of Sipritzes Mitzrayim. So maybe if we assume that Matzah is Matzah is Rabbon, so Sipritzes Mitzrayim, which is an independent mitzvah, is also only Rabbon. Only Rabbon. So Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheishes held that Matzah is not in the Rabbonon. That means if it is Mitzrayim, Agode is in the Rabbonon. Since it's in the Rabbonon, so a Sume could also be Meitzi. Because even though a Sume is part of the Raise of the Mitzvah of Sipo Yitzchak Mitzrayim, but Mitzrabonon is Mechoyev. But someone who is Mechoyev in the Rabbonon cannot be Meitzi, someone who is Mechoyev in the Raise. But since Bizman Hazeh, so Hagodah for everyone is only the Rabbonon. So the Meila in Sume, who is the Chuyev, who is the Rabbonon, can be made to a non-Sume. A non-Sume So if we dagode because he's mechuyev, just like everybody else, just like everybody else. So the more the kashe michlau, the rabbah of Yaakov, but rabbah of Yaakov when he says sume poter milay marakode, when rabbah of Yaakov says sume poter milay marakode, so he holds that matzah is manazeh the rice. For rabbah of Yaakov would all have matzah is manazeh the rabbanon, because so far called the king rabbanon king the rice. So true that Rabbah by Yaakov himself holds that Maser is Maaseh the Rabbanon. Now, and he, it is Rabbanon. So for everybody else, it's only the Rabbanon. So Mimele, and Isume is also Mechoyev in the Rabbanon. So he should be able to be Meitzi, but Rabbah by Yaakov holds. Called it in Rabbonon came the Isaac. So Mimele, just as Isume couldn't be made to his Manabais, and then Isume, so even his Manazeh, Isume cannot be made to an Isume. Cannot be made to an Isume, and which the Pshat and the Moe could be, since called it in Rabbonon came the Isaac. So Mimele, when the Chachomim were misake that there is a chiyuv of reciting the Agodah Bismarazeh, so they only recited, the only one misake that there is a chiyuv incumbent Bismarazeh to read the Agodah, it's incumbent upon Inon Sume, but in Sume not, because called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun. So Mimele, just as Bismarabais, when the chiyuv of Agodah was Midraise, so Inon Eisume was Potter, so now Bismarazeh, when the Chachomim were Misake, that Midrabonon there is a Chiyuv to read the Agodah, so Eisume is Potter. Eisume is Potter. Ul Rav Yosef Name, Hovadai called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kindraise Tikkun. So how is it that Rav Yosef was made to the others, so the more is chaser from the first time. Hohash, bishle mohosom in the havel and michtav neinu, uchziv neinu ze, shmanu prat lisumen dose, avel ochen ilav babu ze, mai lichti, el babu matu moro dose. So in other words, we don't dash in this version. So according to Rav Yitzhak and Rav Sheishes, so isume is chayev in the havel and in the chayse. That's why they can be made see in Osume. Masha'inke, if we say that Isume is Potter Midraise, so Mimele, even Bismarazeh, when it's with Rabbonon, he couldn't be made see. Why? Because called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raise. Now the question is this. So the Gemara says here in so many words that once we assume that Hakode Bismarazeh is the Rabbonon, so Mimele, if we assume that the Isume is Potter of Bismarabayis, so even Bismarazeh couldn't be made. So what? Why? Because Kobi Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisi, so he couldn't be made. So what does it mean he couldn't be made? He couldn't be made, see, but he himself is Mechuyev. But he couldn't be made, see, because Kobi Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisi. Or the Pshat in Kobi Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisi Tikkun is that since Bismarabayis, when there was a chiyuv the Raisa of reciting the Agodah, so Isume was Potter of the Mitzvah the Raisa, so Bismarazeh, when there's a chiyuv the Rabbonon, incumbent upon non-Sume, to read the Agodah, so, but came the Raisa thinking, Isume is not Mechuyev with the Rabbonon. Oh no, with the Rabbonon is Mechuyev with Bismarazeh. But just as this man abides, so Isume could not be made to non-Sume, so this man azeh, when everyone is mechuyev mid Rabbanon, a non-Sume is mechuyev mid Rabbanon, Isume is also mechuyev mid Rabbanon. But in the Raisa Tikkun, just as this man abides, so Isume couldn't be made to non-Sume, so this man azeh, Isume cannot be made to non-Sume, even though Isume is also mechuyev mid Rabbanon mid Manazeh. Oh, the Pshat is, can the Raisa Tikkun, just as the Raisa, Isume is not Mechuyev, So, bisman hazeh, when the whole chiyuv of bringing the agoni is in the Rabbonon, so his sumi is not mechuyev, the Rabbonon all together. Now let's see, how the Rashbam explains. Prato sumi, midirziv zeh, masha sheyakeru, v'ri esay, Rav Sheishes, Rav Yeseh, Meir Inayim, Kosov Rabbonon, Rav Sheishes, Rav Yeseh, Havach Abiyakev, Dom Yeseh, Zahai Pirot, Yeh, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, Rav וכשאין שבזמן בסמיקדוש קיום יספותר, איסומי יספותר, מדרייסה, so then for a non-sumay, it was a mitzvah דרייסה, and the sumay was פותר, השתנאמה פותר. So the Rashbam emphasized it. The Hashtem, that now, בזמן הזה, true, for a non-sumay, it's only the Rabbanon. So you could say, so let it sume also be mechuyev d'rabon. Only when it's a chiyuv d'raise, so it's sume is potter. But when the whole chiyuv is in d'rabon, or even for in sume, so it's sume is also mechuyev d'rabon. So the Rashbam says, no, has the name potter. The Chachonim will not elect it akone that is contrary to the pattern of the d'raise. Sometimes the Chachonim will be mechayev a certain mitzvah under certain circumstances when midraise is potter, for some reason they'll be mechayev. But since midraise a sumi is potter of the agode, so there is no reason as why the chachomim should be mechayev a sumi bizman hazeh when they did an act that everybody else in non sumi is mechuyev in the agode of the rabbanon. But like a sumi they did not enact this takon. This is how the Rashbam explains it. Hashtename potter. So in other words, true, that bizman hazeh there is no chiyuv d'raise of the agode incumbent even upon a non-sume, but with Rabbonon it is incumbent upon a non-sume. But upon a sume it's not even incumbent with Rabbonon. That's the reason as to why. Hashtename potter. V'nimei tziachirin yidechirot. V'nimei tziachirot. So in other words, the implication being that if the Chachomim had applied this chiyuv the Rabbonon bizman hazeh to a sumeh, then it's mashma, it appears from the Rashbam, that a sumeh would be able to be made in non-sumeh. Why not? This is not like that. The halacha is that only one who is mechuyev vidavo can be made it with the halacha of Shnei Yekeim. Now, if Reuben is mechuyev mid Rabbon, and Shimon, Reuben is the Kereya, and Shimon is the Shemeya, and Shimon is mech, the Shemeya is mechuyev midraise, and Reuben the Kereya is mechuyev only mid Rabbanon. So midraise, from the point of view of the Raise, he is only mechuyev midrabon. So he cannot be mechuyev. But if Reuben is mechuyev midrabon, and Shimon is mechuyev midrabon, so then why shouldn't Reuben be able to be mechuyev Shimon to the halacha of Shemeya Keine? So that's why the Rashbam emphasizes, has uchshem shebizman bisamikdosh kayom is poter, has the name poter. That's the reason as to why Yisume cannot bisman hazeh be meitzi in non sume. Because he is poter, but if he had the bichuyev, he would be able to be meitzi. But it seems that the Argesheini, who are hearing on the Rashbam, and they hold that it's not that Ravache bar Yaakov holds that in view of the fact that midraise bizman habayis yisume was potter of the agode, so maybe bizman hazeh, in view of the fact that bizman habayis, when everybody else was mechuyev midraise the agode, yisume was potter of the agode, so maybe bizman hazeh, when everybody else is mechuyev only midrabonon the agode, but yisume is even midrabonon potter. No. It seems that some Rishayim hold that true, that with Rabbonon, so Bizman Hazeh, according to Ravache bar Yaakov, so Eisume is mechuyev min Rabbon. Is mechuyev min Rabbon. But he cannot be made. Even though he is mechuyev min Rabbonon in the Agode, and everybody else is also mechuyev only min Rabbonon, but he cannot be made. We can't make it. Now we have to understand this. Before I point out which Hashem Achilik and Rashbam. Now, why should a Chachomim be misakel that is summa bisman hazeh. Let's say where everybody else is mechuyach in the Hagode only in the Rabbanon. So that is summa should also be mechuyach in the Hagode. But the Chachamim, I mean, I'm not misakein, I mean, contrary to the Raisa, unless they have a special reason. But otherwise, I mean, the Chachamim are not misakein, even the Raisa in summa is potter. But the Chachamim had a good reason to be mechayev a non-summa bisman hazeh in the Rabbanon. But why should they be mechayev? Why should they be mechayev? Isume bin Rabbanon bin Rabbanon. So that's the reason as to why the Rashbam says that they call it Rabbanon by Yaakov. So this man says, where everybody else in non-summe is mechayev bin Rabbanon, isume is not even mechayev bin Rabbanon, because why should they be mechayev? Contrary to the Rashbam. So what is the reason of the other Shemim, who are chilek on the Rashbam, and who say that even according with Rabbanon by Yaakov, that this man says, so there is no chiyuv of the Raisa incumbent upon anyone, but a chiyuv the Rabbanon, so so there is, but and even upon Isume there is a chiyuv of the Rabbanon, but still it's an argument. Now the Gemara says that noshim amechuyov is barba kesis. Noshim amechuyov is barba kesis. Why? Because afein hoyo beisamet. Afein hoyo beisamet. Now. So, tasteless, tasteless says, you saw him that could press on the veins. So he says, tasteless says, Kashe, you hold on, you know, the tourist is okay. Aber gab da fein hoye bin sanes, ki ba suge se shafti, hosom be se der reis, aber ba ba kes der abonon, ba ba kes der abonon tik tu gab un oshi, ki bi se hoye be se anes. So takes it says that the reason is why that the whole aloch of a fein hoye bin sanes applies only to a mitzvah der abonon, but it doesn't apply to a mitzvah der reis. So from Teisves Loshin here I'm sochen it's mashma, that it doesn't apply to the mitzvah deraisa, even with the rabbon. But Teisves Megile says something else. Teisves Megile says, Teisves says, Kasha there. Oh, Gabi Matze Yesh Maksh, Loma Lea Kenshi, Dichol She Yesh Nimaldei Chokomet, Yesh Nimaldei Chokomet, Yesh Nimaldei Chokomet, Yesh Nimaldei typically with them she afin hoyo be sanes afin be sanes he is going mad with my time with my khaybe elo mit rabono i love me kesh so it's a little different than the thesis in sochi according to thesis in sochi so the whole our afin be sanes that no shema be khuyev so applies only to mitzvahs de rabono but it doesn't apply to mitzvahs de reise even mit rabono machein kein thesis in mitzvah implies that mitzad afein oyim isanes, so they should be mechuyev mit rabbonon in mitzvah sheshes shazman grome, even in mitzvah deraisa, but not mit deraisa. So that's why we have to resort to a posik of kol sheyesh matir uchometz yesh nebikum achil mat. Now, if we say now agode is a mitzvah deraisa, but otherwise it's certainly mitzvah deraisa. Now, if we say like the Washington Tastes, that Midrabono, so Achein Hoyo Beise Anes, is a reason to be Mechayev Noshim in the Sefer as Mankome, even Mitzvahs the Raise, so maybe we can understand as to why, even according to Rabbah Habayach, that Matzah Bismar Azeh Rabono, Hagod Bismar Azeh is Rabono, and they got the name of Mechayev, a non-summit in Hagod, Midrabono, that even a summe should be mechuyev mit Rabbanon. True, but there is a special verse akosum that a summe is potter of Agode, but there is a special verse akosum that is equal, I mean the same way, there is a verse akosum that noshim apotter of the Sefer HaZman Komet. Still, if it is the kind of mitzvah that afein oyo b'isanes, so they are mechuyev mit Rabbanon. Even in mitzvahs, which basically are mitzvahs that I say, so here too, since the mitzvah of Haggadah essentially is the mitzvah of the Reis. Because the Reis is the Reis, only the Ma'azeh is with the Avon. So, Mimele, when the Chachomim were Mechayel, Bizman Hazeh, everybody else, so they should be Mechayel is the Metom, because I think Hoyu is Anetz. Because I think Hoyu, they is Anetz. So but the Rashbam Shite is not like that. The Rashbam Shite is that since in the mitzvah the Reise, so in Summe is Potea, and so in Mele, even the Rabbonim is Potea, Bismanaze. Because, but we say in our cases, Noshima Mechuye, even though it's in Seshe Azman Kome, because Avinu is an S, so the Rashbam will agree with the longest of cases in Gilead. With the longest of cases in Gilead, that's only the longest of Teisves in Tzochim, in Tzochim, that when we apply the aloche of Achim, Hoyu, Bris, Anes, that is only if the mitzvah is essentially the mitzvah of Rabbanon. So then we apply the cloud of Achim, Bris, Anes, they should be mechuyev, even though it's in Tzvet Adman Komet. But where the mitzvah essentially is the mitzvah that I say, so then even with Rabbanon we are at mechayev, in the mitzvah, so here the same way, since the mitzvah of Haggadah is a mitzvah that I say, so mele, even mit Rabbonon we are at Mechayev Bismah Bismanazeh. But now the Rishonim we say that Bismanazeh even according to Rabbah Chaim Yaakov, so Isumeh is Mechuyev mit Rabbonon in Haggadah, but he cannot be Meitzi in Non-Sumeh. He cannot be made to non-sumer. So who are these Rishonim? So these Rishonim is the Ritvo in Dushin, that one at Aleph, and the Ram and the Rit, also in Dushin, that one at Aleph, they both say that according to Rabbah Chaim Yaakov, that Haggadah is Ma'azeh the Rabbonon, so a sumer is also mechuyev in Rabbanon, even though midraise eisumet bismanavayis was potter of the Haggadah. But because what the Gemara says called the tikkun Rabbanon kedraise tikkun, the Gemara only means that just as bismanavayis eisumet could not be metzi non sume, so the called tikkun Rabbanon kedraise tikkun, so bismanazeh, when both a sumer and a non-sumer are mid Rabbanon, but a sumer cannot be made to a non-sumer. So why? So the Ritva and the Nukiyesa and the Dushin, they agree with the Teitzves and the Gilead, that we don't say Afino Bisanes with the Aise, but with Rabbanon we apply the concept of Afino Bisanes even with Gabi Mitzvah the Aise. So Mimele, through the mitzvah of Haggadah is the mitzvah that I say, but with Rabbanon, we apply the concept of Afeinu Hoyu Bris Anes, so Mimele in Sume is Mechuyev with Rabbanon Bizman Hazeh, just as in Onsume is Mechuyev, because Afeinu Hoyu Bris Anes, Afeinu Hoyu Bris Anes, but still Meitzi cannot be. Now the Ritva in Yidushin says, see at one time, and then he became blind, so he can be Peres HaLashmai, and he can relate to the others with the Bracha of Yitzchak HaMeiretz, only someone who never saw in his life. So the Ritva is the Kashi, the Akkol Gav, the Amino Mitzoch, Sham Chuyi Yidova Mide Rabono, Eri Meitzlachi Yidi Chavose, Ati Yidi Brochez, Umitzes the Rabono, the whole Yidin Rabono, the Reise Yidin, the Bachin and Rosso, Mitzoch, Gav Rav Yese, Shio Yo Yise Kolzira Pesach, Umitzlachi Yidi Chavose, Vokol Yidin Rabono, the Reise Yidin. So the Gemara says, because Rav Yese holds that he doesn't darshan the Zer Shabbat, but if he had darshan the Zer Shabbat, then he wouldn't be able to be late. But here we see that Yehuda himself holds that the Sumei is potter of all the mitzvahs, and still Rav Yehuda says, Mishal Yerol Meiretz V'Yomov, and the Peres Al Shema. The implication being that if all Meiretz V'Yomov, and then became his Sumei, so he is Peres Al Shema, and he can be made to the Tzibur. He can be made to the Tzibur. But Rav Yehuda Shite is that Sumei is potter of all the mitzvahs. So the Rishonim say that Rav Yehuda is made there, that with the Rabbonim his Sumei is higher than all mitzvahs, I say. Because otherwise, so he's a Kinochi, he's potter of all mitzvahs. So we see that his Sumei, who Ro Meiretz V'Yomo, can be Peres Al Shema. Why? Because he's Mechuyev with Rabbonim. So, and since the whole union of Peres Al Shema, the Birkas HaMeiretz, is only with Rabbonim, so the melee he can be meitzi. He can be meitzi. So the kashi is, why does the Gemara say in Psochim that according to Rabbah Rabbah Yaakov, that the Sume is potter of the Agode and Bizman Abayis, is potter of the Agode and Bizman Abayis, so even Bizman Azeh, when everybody else is Mechoyev Olam Mid Rabbonon, and the Sume is also Mechoyev Olam Mid Rabbonon, but he cannot be meitzi in Om Sume. But here we see that the Sume who is Ro Meiretz V'Yomov, he can be Peres Al Shema and be Meitzi the non-sumim. That's the kashe of the Ritva. So we see from the kashe that the Ritva is chelik am the Rashbam, because if the Ritva had agreed with the Rashbam, so then there wouldn't be any kashe. The reason is why, according to Rabbah Yaakov, the Sume is Maaseh cannot be Meitzi a non-sume, because a non-sume is Mechuyev in Rabbon Kol Apoches. A Sume is not even Mechuyev in Rabbon. He's part of the Gamma. So why does he have the kashe? But so it is obvious that the Ritva is chelik and Rashbam, and the Ritva holds that even according to Rabbah Chava Yaakov, that the Sume is potter of the mitzvah rights of Hakodesh, but this man Azeh, where the mitzvah is with Rabbonon for everyone, so even the Sume is mechuyev with Rabbonon. But even though he is mechuyev with Rabbonon, and the non-Sume is also mechuyev with Rabbonon, but the Sume cannot be made to the non-Sume. So why is it that the Sume who is only mechuyev in mitzvahs with Rabbonon, can be made to a non-Sume? So he says, Hosom who be mitzvah de Rabbonon, she yeh shvo yikyam na teire. Do matzim divrei hakel bizma apayis vire reise. Avo peris al shma, divrei Rabbonon legamre, vires le yikyam na teire, ki mishu mchuyev bo, meitzu la achere. Meitzu la achere. So that way, so he says, over there, so peris al shma, the birkas amirens, he has no yikyam vire reise. So mevele, a sume who is only mchuyev bo, Rabbonon no mitzvahs, can be made in non-sume with the Birkas HaMeiretz. Birkas HaMeiretz. Masha'in came with the Agode. So true Bisman HaZeh, it's only the Rabbonon. But Bisman HaBayis, so it's a mitzvah de Reise. So in its essence, it's a mitzvah de Reise. It has a niker and a sheirish de Reise. So Mimele, a sume whose chiyuv in Bisman HaBayis is only the Rabbonon, cannot be made to him long so that who is Rabbi is not going to be right. Rabbi is not going to be right.
19th Shun of a Psochem.
Kase. Kavoma keisio. Mechavio achase. So, Rabbi Yechanan says that halukyo is one word. It's not two words, but one word. Keskyo is one word. Iditkyo is one word. Now, the Rashi says, Klimateva achasa, he. Vinateva nechlekes lishnai. Now, the Rashbam, on Daf Kuf Tezayin on the base, he says, Haluk yo teva achasu, kmo yu, kigein tachtiyo, uchmoikein keiskyo. So in other words, so he says that if we say teva achasei, how, so then, it doesn't even mean raise that. So it's Haluyo is the same vinyan like Tachtiyo. So it has nothing to do with the Shem. Now, Yididyo, Vayitcho Shmo Yididyo, Nosna Novi Koro Kein Lishleini. Lishleini. So it's also one word. Now, the Rashbam doesn't say in connection with Yididkyo what he says in connection with Haluyo. Because in connection with Yididkyo, so there the Nosan Hanovi said that the name of the son of David will be Amishlomo and Yididkyo. And so the derivation of that word is the Shem. So it's a little strange. After all, the Gemara mentions the two together, the Chodem Achde. So Memela, we should say, they just as in respect to Yedidyo. So it is goes without saying that insofar as the derivation of Yedidyo is concerned. So what does it mean? The friend of God. That's what it means. There is no doubt. That's exactly the reason as to why Nosan Hanovi said that his name will be Yididyo. So Mimele, in connection with Haluyo, it should have the same meaning. But the Rashbam, in connection with Haluyo, he says that if we say Tevahas, if we are to assume that Haluyo is Teteves, then it means Halukyo, praise God. But if we say Haluyo is one word, then it doesn't mean praise God. Then it means praise, and it's the same binyan like Tachtiyo. But it goes without saying that in connection with Yididyo, even if we say that it's one word, but the derivation, insofar as the derivation of the word is concerned, it means friend of God. That's the whole reason as to why Shlomo was called by Nosan Hanovi Yididyo. So why does the Rashbam distinguish between Haluyo and Yididyo when the Gemara mentions Haluyo, Afchizde of Rabbi Yechanan, mentions Haluyo and Yididyo b'chodem achde? The answer is because in connection with Yididyo, so even though it's one word, so we understand why it's one word, in spite of the fact that in its derivation, it means friend of God. Because Nosan Hanovi said that the name of David's son will be Yididyo, to signify that he will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in respect to Haluyo, so Bishleime, if it's two words, it's Halukyo. So then we understand. In other words, praise God. But if it's one word, so why is it one word? In other words, if in its derivation, it means Haluyo is not a name. Yididyo is a name. So the reason as to why it is one word, even though in its derivation it means friend of God. Now, if it means friend of God, it should be two words. Yididkyo. But because Nosan Hanovi said that the name of David's son shall be Yididyo, in order to signify that David's son will be a friend of God. So that's why it's one word. But Haluyo, if it means praise God, so let it be spelled out in two words. What's the purpose of spelling it out in one word? There is no purpose in spelling it out in one word. So Mele the Rashbam is forced to explain that if we say, that it all depends, if we assume that Hallelujah is two words, so then it means praise God. But if it's one word, so then it couldn't mean praise God. Because why is it spelled in, why is it spelled out in one word? Let it be spelled out in two words. Like any other two words, are two words. So the answer is because it doesn't even mean praise God. It means praise, and this is a binyan, like tachtim. Alright. But it is obvious that the Rashbam will not say the same thing in connection with Yedidio. That's why he doesn't say it. If he had meant the same thing in regard to Yedidio, he would have said it. Why? How is it he doesn't say it? But in connection with Yedidio, he couldn't say it. Alright. So, Hallelujah, it is. Keisio, Yedidio, Achas. Rav Amar, Keisio, Umechavio, Ahas. In other words, so Rav mentions your Kesio Umechavio, but Hallelujah he doesn't mention. Rav Omar Mechavio Bilvat. So Iboyo Mechavio Rafriz de Mai. Rav Chisde mentions Hallelujah, Keisio, Yedidio. And Mechavio he doesn't mention. So what does Rav Chisde say in connection with Mechavio? Does he say that in connection with Mechavio that it's also one word? Or Mechavio is two words? Mechavio. Now, take he boiled. Yedidio l'Rav Mai. Now Rav says, Keisio mechavio achase. Yedidio he doesn't mention. So l'Rav Mai, Mifle Polik, and he holds that Yedidio is two words, or Yisuf Emeisi. Avol Rav Epshite di Polik, Milikoma Bilvat. So Gemara raises that by your own connection with Rav. But Rabbi certainly holds that Yedidio is two words, because he says, Mechavio Bilvat, only Mechavio is one word. But the others mentioned, so, are two words. So the Rabbi is only connection with Rabbi, not in connection with Rabbi. Toshka. So the Shaili is, according to Rabbi, when Rabbi says, Keisio umechav yachasei, does he agree that Yedidio is also achas, or he holds that Yedidio is two words? Toshma to Rav, Yedidio nechlak lishnayim, it's two words. Yivichor, Yedidcheil, kyokeidesh. So the pashtes of the Gemara is, the pashtus of the Gemara is that only if we say that Yedidio is two words, so then the kyo of Yedidio is a shem, and in other words, if somebody will be meirik, the kyo of Yedidio, so then he'll be by the love of lisasim kila shem lekech, mashenke. According to Mandoma, that Yedidio is achas, is one word, so then it's part of the name. So there is no Yisar of Nechik. That's how it's mashma, the Pashas. And we have to say that the Rashbam's shitty is like that. Because the Rashbam says in connection with Hallelujah that if it's achas, So then it is a binyan, it's even its derivation. It's not, it doesn't have reference to the shed. It's a binyan like tachtiyo. So certainly, in regard to halu, yo, the Rashbam would say that according to Mandoma, that halu yo is one word, if someone will be meichet, the yo of halu yo, so he will not be a veranisa. He'll be the mutter. I mean, of course, it will involve the isa of meichet kesem, it's a kenesh. I mean, but not the isa of meichet shem. Not the isa of meichet shem. Certainly in regard to halu yo. And since the Gemara discusses the question of halu yo and yidid yo b'chode machte, so mainly it follows that according to the Rashbam's pshat, who says in connection with halu yo that if it's achasi, so then it has nothing to do with the shem. Even in its derivation, it does not have reference to the shem. So the same thing the Rashbam would say in connection with Yedidyo, that if it's one word, so Mimele does not have any Kedushe. The Yud Hei of Yedidyo. Because if the Rashbam Shita had been, that in connection with it, only in connection with Haluyo, so if once we assume that it's one word, so it's a binyan, like tachtiyo, so it doesn't have to shashem. Mashenken in connection with yidid yo, even if it's one word, so it still has bishas Hashem, because in its derivation it means friend of God. So then the Rashbam should spell it out. How is that he doesn't spell it out? So it's mashma that according to the Rashbam. According to Rashbam, the pshat in the Gemara, and that's the pashtus haloshon of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Toshma, Yomar Rav, Yidid Yo, Nechlak Lishnai, Lifichoch Yidid Cheil, Kyo Kedesh. So it's mashma only because of the fact that it's Nechlak Lishnaim, so Kyo is Kedesh. But if we say it's not Nechlak Lishnaim, so then it's an A. It's one word in an A. So it's not Kedesh. It's not Kedesh. Now let's say, there are many who have the name Immanuel. So in its derivation, Immanuel means God is with us. But that doesn't mean that when someone has the name Immanuel, that he is called God is with us. God is with us. In other words, if you are going to translate into English, you'll call him God is with us instead of Immanuel. You'll call him Immanuel, unless you want to change the name. You don't like the name, but you're not going to call him God is with us, because it's a name. Immanuel is a name. Immanuel is a name. So if Immanuel is a name, so Mimelit has no Kedusha. So even the Aleph Lamed of Immanuel has no Kedusha. It's part and parcel of the name. It's part and parcel of the name, because when someone gives a name to a child, Immanuel, so that's a name. So the same thing is true of Yedidyo, according to the Rashbam. Now, because the Gemara discusses Yedidyo and Haluyo b'chodemas. Now, in respect to Haluyo, if it's one word, the Rashbam says, then it's a binyan. So the Yud Hey in Haluyo, if we say that it's one word, certainly has no Kedusha Hashem. So mainly it follows that the Yud Hey of Yedidyo has no Kedusha Hashem either. Even though in the Yud Hey of Yedidyo, even if it's one word, so it's not a binyan. There, in its derivation, it means friend of God. But it doesn't matter. In its derivation, it means friend of God. But then it's a name. Let's say Avram. Avram Engoy Misaticho. But it's a name, Avram. It's not Avram Engoy Misaticho. Now, that are certain things that can be recited in all Shemes, in English. Now, so that I heard from my father, Zidor Poshu, let's say Krishme, we pass like the Chachomim of that day, that Krishme is the Meres B'cholosh. But, Ani Ad Hashem, when you say in English, Ani Ad Hashem, L'kirich Masharitzi, Seyeschem, Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, you cannot say, that took you out from the land of Egypt. Because Mitzrayim is a name, it's a name of a country. Egypt is another name. True, in English we call Egypt, but it's not a name. A name has no translation. You cannot translate a name. A name has to be spelled out the way it is. Because a name has no meaning. Even if in its derivation it has a meaning, but the name itself so has no meaning. Has no meaning. It's a name. So Mimele, upon the Rashbam, it certainly appears that if we say Yedidyo is one word, so the Yud Hei of the Yedidyo has no Bish Hashem, and there is no Yisea of Mechitz Hashem. I remember many years ago, my father Zachel Roche was alive. So, Rav Parvis of Hasholem, he was in Chicago, Rav Parvis. So he printed a Tshuva of the Rachon. That was soon after the Ptira of the Rachon. A Tshuva the Rachon was sent to a certain God. And in that Tshuva, the Rachon said that when one writes the name in a letter, the name Elio, so he shouldn't spell it out, all the letters. But he should write, and there are some one A right there. Aleph, Lamed, Yud, apostrophe on top. There's some one A right there. And also in regard to Sholem, there's a Shittas of Shemim. Sholem is one of the Shemim Shemim Chot, Tetzvah Shemim. The Rambam Shittas is not like that. So he said that when one writes in a letter the name Sholem, so we should not spell it out completely. We should write Shin, Lamed, Vov, apostle. So my father looked over that Tshuva and he said that Rachova is not right. Bechilas Kriyta Vosim, but he's not right. Because Elio is a name, true in its derivation, it has reference to the name of God, Elio. But Elio is a name, in name like any other name. And Sholem, according to many of the Shemim, is a Shem. So that is, it's a Shem if one says the word Sholem and he has reference to the Rebbe Sholem. So in other words, the Gemara Makkah says that you are Misakin, Sheyu Sheil, Bishemeshakim Bishbochos. In other words, and this is how this Minhag developed. In other words, we say Shalom. So everybody says Shalom. In Israel, everybody says Shalom, even the atheists. Those who think that they are atheists, so also say Shalom. But the origin of that term, Shalom, really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ye'imcha. Not just peace be with you. Because there are other words that could be used. Minucha, the other words. So why was this word Shalom adopted throughout the ages? I mean, Shalom is the word of greeting that has been used throughout the ages. Throughout the ages. And from the Gemara at the end of Makkah, it appears that there was a certain question involved whether it's proper to say Shalom. Why? Because Shalom is Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shalom is Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Jews who originally adopted that word as a term of greeting did not mean just peace be with you, but they meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you. So that's why it has Bishas Hashem. But when someone names a child Sholem, so it's a name. So it has no Kedushin. So I mean, my father said that Rachova was not right. Now, and from the Rashbam we have to say like that, as my father said. But, and it seems so mistaken. As a matter of fact, there are some, I don't know whether today there are such yeshiva bacharim that I don't know, I haven't met one yet. But many years ago, there were a number of yeshiva bacharim. So as a matter of fact, one grocery store owner in East New York, Brooklyn, in those days, East New York was a heavily populated Jewish section, and you had many grocery stores Shema Shabbos in those days. I mean, a grocery store Shema Shabbos was more than a Shema Shabbos. He was a tzaddik. It wasn't a tzaddik. Today, one can be a Shema Shabbos and be far from being a tzaddik. But in those days, a grocery store. One who owned a grocery store on Shema Shabbos, it meant he was a Shema Mitzvah, not just a Shema Shabbos. And he was a Baruyan too. So he told me, he complained against some Talmidim of mine. So against, especially against one. Now, I'm not going to mention the name. This Talmid is probably well known to everybody. But, so that grocery store owner complained against one Talmid of mine, Chaim Bali. So he said, he once came in and he said, can you give me 5 bottles of ginger ale? So I said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, what do you mean you don't have ginger ale? I see on the shelf so many bottles of ginger ale. Why can't you give me? You don't know what you have in your store. So he said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, so he went over to the shelf and he climbed up on the ladder. And he showed him, see how many bottles of ginger ale you have. So he said, that's not ginger ale, that's ginger ale. That's not ginger ale. So then I asked the boy, why do you say ginger ale? So he said, how can I say ginger ale? So I made his ginger ale at all. So you're laughing. Why are you laughing? Because the ale in ginger ale does not have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just happens, it's the same sound. So why should the Yud-Hei in Elio, which is a name, be different? I mean, it seems to be such a double portion. Such a double portion. I mean, according to the Rashbam, we have to say like that. Now, so, but from the beginning, very strange Miri. And on the surface it appears that the Miri agrees with the Rachova. That could be Zayn Dalef. Haul Kyo, the case Kyo, it Kyo, Umerha. I'm saying it Kyo because here it's spelled out like 2 words. Kulam Shemis Halukine, Ulifichor, Eibem Kadesh, El Hashem Levat. Vitevo shall be fono aimo shum gdush a few recore nit balishe. Umikomba came li and adin in yetolom is a group. There is, in other words, there is no practical nakimine of Piawak. In Shafi Hoyo Teva Achas, a ko a nit balishe mi fono is nimcha. In the morning, there is a machlikis tanoi. You have a prefix and you have a suffix. Now, sometimes you have a prefix to Hashem, Lad Hashem, Lokeil. So the Lamed of Lokeil of Lad Hashem is a prefix. Or you can have a suffix, Elikechov. So the Chov in Elikechov is a suffix. So all Tanoim agree that the suffix of Hashem has Kedushas Hashem, is in it. Why? Because it follows after the letters of Hashem. So Mimele, the letters that precede the suffix of Hashem are Mikadish Hashem. There is a Machlikis in connection with the prefix of Hashem, like Lokeil, Lad Hashem. So there is one Mandoma who says that just as the suffix of Hashem is endowed with Kedushas Hashem, so the prefix of the Shem is also endowed with the Shem. And there's another Mandoma who says, no, the suffix of Shem has the Shem, because the ACS that preceded Amikadishem. But the prefix of the Shem, the Amid of Lada Shem, Lokeil, does not have the Shem. And we pass, like the Mandoma, that only the suffix of the Shem is in Nimcha. But the prefix of the Shem is Nimcha. So the Miri says that there is no practical nafkemini, whether yididyo is one word or it's 2 words, so there is no practical nafkemini. Why? Because we pass that even teva achas Even if we say that you did yom, ketz yom, hal yom is one word, so the prefix, so in other words, the halalu is nimchak anyway. Because what could the halalu be considered as what? As a prefix, as a share, as a word or letters that are nitpal lifono, as a prefix. So we pass in kolanit pali shem lifono of nimchak, that the prefix of a shem is nimchak. So maybe there is no nafkimine, whether there is no nafkimine lidine insofar as mechike is concerned. Whether we say that you did your case, your halloyo, is one word, or these are two words. Now the question arises, there is a big nafkimine. You see, the pashtes loshen hagmore is, you did your nechlak lishnai, lifichor, you did chayil, tiokedish. Tiokedesh. So that means lifichoch tiokedesh, because it's the words. So one word is kyo, not ididyo. The implication being that if it's one word, so then the yud hey is not kedesh. Then the yud hey is not kedesh. But the Miri says no, not to mean it. So it appears from the Miri that. Even if we say that yididyo is one word, or haluyo is one word, so the yud he is also the mechike. So first of all, we can see that the Miri is chilik and Rashba. Because the Miri says that in regard to all the words, he says it explicitly in regard to haluyo too. And according to the Rashba, if we say that haluyo is one word, So the Yud Hei is not a Shem. Yud Hei is a billion like Tachtio. So it certainly could be some Chike. I mean, you can, and I thought, how to be Mechik the Yud Hei of Tachtio? That's the billion. So, and the Miri says in so many words that the Yud Hei is also a Chike. Not only if we say Haluyo is one word, even if we say Haluyo is two words. So the Yud Hei is still also a Chike. So Israel can be Rashbam. All right, Rashbam is. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. I mean, that if he how you is one word, so the yud hey doesn't have reference to Kodesh Bo. That's a big chiddush. But there is a bigger chiddush in the Miri, and that is contrary to the shita of the Rashbam. That according to the Miri, so even if we say that how you and kesio and yididio is one word, but the yud hey is also a chiddush. So what's an afkemine? Whether yididyo, ketzyo, haluyo is one word or two words. So the Miri says, according to Mandoma, that hadit palifonov is also b'mchike, that the prefix of Hashem is also b'mchike, then there is a big nafkimine. What's nafkimine? If we say that haluyo is two words, so the yud he is also b'mchike, because that's kyo. But halelu is muta b'mchike. But if we say it's one word, haluyo, so then, not only the Yud Hei is also b'mchike, even the Hallelu, which is a prefix of the Yud Hei, so is also also b'mchike. But since we pass in that the prefix of Hashem is muta b'mchike, so there is no argument. So, agavuche, the Miri implies that not only is the Yud Hei also b'mchike, if Yo is two words, but even if it's one word, it's also break. Now, does it mean that the Miri will have to agree with the Machovas Park that Elio is, that the Yud Hei of Elio is also break? I mean, that's, it's so unreasonable. I mean, it's strange that Rachova wrote that, because if the Gemara says in it that if somebody intended to write Yehuda, Yud Hei, Vav, Dalet Hei, and he forgot to put in the Dalet. So Memele, he turned out to have the Eisias of the Shemam Peiresh. So he wrote the Eisias of the Shemam Peiresh. So it has no Kedusha. Why? Because the Eisias of the Shem, even of the Shemam Peiresh, cannot become Kodesh by themselves. They are endowed with Kedusha if they were written as a Shem. In other words, if the one who wrote the ACS of the Shem intended to write the ACS of the Shem, he had referenced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is true of Tzive is true. So here too, if someone writes in a million, show it. But he doesn't have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has reference to a certain person whose name is Eliyahu. So how could it be more chomo than the case of someone who intended to write Yehuda and by mistake he forgot to put in a Dalet, Memele, the ACS of the Shem Al-Peresh, was spelled out. So he doesn't have a Kedusha. I mean, it's so unreasonable. It's so unreasonable. But doesn't it seem that the Meiri does say something like that? So we have to say that even the Meiri will agree, because it's very unreasonable to say that Sholem, which is written as the name of a certain person, so or Elio as the name of a certain person, is not Nimchak. How could it have been Hashem? But the Meiri says it only in respect to the name Yedidyo that is mentioned in Kisvei HaKedesh. So Nosen Hanovi came to David and said, you'll have a son, and his name will be Yedidyo. So in other words, so he was called Yedidyo in order to emphasize that Shlomo, the son of David, will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Rashbam, so even that Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh is Nimcha. It's not Nimchak with Tiras Kisvei HaKedesh, but it's Nimchak as a Shem. I mean, it doesn't involve the Yisrael of Mechik HaShem, according to the Rashbam. But according to the Meiri, so even if we say it's one word, but it still has the meaning. It's not just the name. It was the name of Shlomo, one of the names of Shlomo. But that name had a meaning. Because he was, Dosan Hanavi said that his name shall be Yedidyo, in order to emphasize and express this concept that the son of David will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Meile it has a meaning, Al Pidin it has a meaning, according to the Meile. But all those who are called Yedidyo today, so it's not that they want to emphasize Yedid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They name him after an ancestor. I mean, why was the ancestor called Yedidyo? He was named after his ancestor, and his ancestor after his ancestor. It could be that the origin, thousands of years ago, so was the name of Shlomo. So there were many Jews who named their children, maybe, many years ago in ancient times, after Shlomo, who was Yedidyo. But that's only in the background. But it's not... It doesn't mean when someone is named Yedidyo, it's a name. It's a name. There are many names that have no meaning given in their relation. I don't know. There's a machlekes haposkim on that. Not haposkim in halachah. I mean, among etymologists, whether every name has in its derivation a certain meaning, or it doesn't have a meaning altogether. But certainly, even if etymologically, so every name has in its original derivation a meaning, but presently it has no meaning. Eliyahu has no meaning. Sholem has no meaning. It's a name. So the Meiri would agree that it's Nimchak. That it's Nimchak. The Meiri is only chelik and Rashbam in connection with Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh. So there the Meiri holds that it has a meaning. And according to Rashbam, so even the Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh is to be considered like an A without any meaning. So Meiri it's Nimchak. It's Nimchak from the point of view of Yisrael Mechik Hashem, it's Nimchak. But you can't, just like that, you can't be Meirik because it's a word in Kisvei HaKedesh. Yiboyol, Hallelujah, Lirav Mar. Rafset, Kesio, Rabio, Achase. Now, for example, in Yerushalayim, there is a section, Rechavio. Does that mean that you can't write out on a piece of paper, Rechavio, the section? I mean, there are some, I saw. I mean, when they write the section of the Chavio in Yerushalayim, so they write Reish, Ches, Veis, Yud, the passport. I suppose that. So it all emanates from that sugar patch up. Alright, so, Iboyim, Hallelujah, we have my. So, Rav says, that case you are Mechavio, Achasei, how about Hallelujah? Is it one word or two words? Toshu, Tomarav, Chazine, Tilidi, Bechavive, of Rav, the Tilidi, of Rav, Dichzibu, Hallelujah, Bechakise, Yudkei, Bechakise. So we see, that according to Rav, so Hallelujah is two words. Upliged Rabbi Shimon Levi. Yomar Rabbi Shimon Levi. My Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Biluli. So that was the mockery of the Rashba. In other words, that it doesn't even have reference. It doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biluli Mahab. Upliged. The day of the day. So in other words, so Rabbi Shuvalim says in one memory that Hallelujah doesn't have reference to the Yud Hey, doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it means Hallelujah be Ulim Harbei. So there is another mind of Rabbi Shuvalim where he in effect says that the Yud Hey has reference to Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pleaded the other day. Dobar Rabbi Shuvalim, Asol Amore, Shol Shvach, Nema Sivatili. צוער בניגמו במסק ובמיזבע בשיע באשרי בסילו בתפילו בנדויה והלויו קודם בכל הלויו שקיילו שקיילו שם ושבע בבסחס שם ושבע בבסחס now so isn't it but isn't there a reihe from the Gemara to the Shkis Rashbam but the Miri is explicitly Chaylik and Rashbam you see is explicitly Chaylik and Rashbam the answer is you see the Rashbam assumed that anyone who says that, let's say, the other Mahim of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that Hallelujah is still Shem Veshevach Basachas, so he must necessarily hold that it's two words. Because if we assume it's one word, then it's a binyan. Then it doesn't have reference. But a mirror holds, all right. So one Mahim member of Rabbi Shimon Levi held that it's one word and that it's a binyan. It doesn't have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in kin da'ada ma'amre, by Rabbi Shimon Levi. In other words, there are two members of Rabbi Shimon Levi who says that it does have reference to the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can also agree that it's one word. But even though it's one word, it still has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Shmuel. Now we are reaching very basic sugi of how. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, Shir Shebeteiro, Mei Shevi Yisroel Omruo, Bisho Sheoro Min Hayam. That's Oz Yosh. The Hallel Zeh Mi Omrei. Who said Hallel? Who is the first one who said Hallel? Nivim Shebeneiem Tiknu Lahem Li Yisroel, She Yuhem Rehim Ha'isei, Al Kol Perek U'Perek, Val Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro, Shal Mitova Alem. Uch Shal Migolim, Emri may see out the loss. Now let's see what Rashi says. Val kotzora shoy to valaye, lishne mal yudin okat. Kleima, shim chas vishol, to vitzora aleyen, vini froshim meno,